Members, I think the fact that we started at 10 o'clock this morning and it is now 3 o'clock will provide some indication of how difficult an issue this is and has been. I think anyone who has been either in North Carolina or has observed what has been happening in North Carolina over the past 7-8 months understands how difficult this issue is. What I would like to do, hopefully everyone has the bill up on their dashboard, but if you don't, what I'd like to do is read it, because it's a very simple bill. And what it says, Section 1 says House Bill 2 repealed. So Session Law 2016-99 and Session Law 2016-3 are repealed. Section 2 says 6-month cooling off period. No local government in this state may enact or amend an ordinance regulating employment practices or regulating public accommodations or access to restrooms, showers, or changing facilities. Section 3, effective date. This act is effective when it becomes law, with Section 2 expiring 180 days after that date. So as I said, that's it's a very simple bill, and the concept is that we take the state back to the status quo that existed. The question has been asked, I'm sure, of you. It's been asked of me, and it's been asked of a lot of people. Charlotte repealed its ordinance. They actually did that this morning. Actually, to great fanfare, it was said that they repealed it Monday. But unfortunately, I'm not sure the rationale or the reason. What they did on Monday was not a repeal. And unfortunately, what that has done is made it more difficult for us to get to this point. But we are at this point. And I think that the passage of this legislation will enable us, members of this body and the members of the House, to work over the next 6 months towards a long-range solution to address the issues that have surrounded Charlotte's enactment of the ordinance and this General Assembly's enactment of House Bill 2. Now, make no mistake about it, there's a lot of rhetoric out there about bathrooms. And nothing in the passage of this will create problems in bathrooms. Nothing. Unless those problems already exist, and unless those problems existed even after the passage of House Bill 2. Members of the Senate, this is the right thing to do for our state. It is something that helps us get to a reset, so that to the extent that you think we've done the right thing or the wrong thing, you think Charlotte has done the right thing or the wrong thing, it gives everyone an opportunity to start over. You don't get those chances very often. And that 6-month cooling off period, that's 6 months for us to work through this, which will last pretty much through the long session, is an opportunity for us as a state to get this right. And I urge you to vote for the bill. I will say one other thing. I understand there may be amendments. If someone wants to offer an amendment, obviously under the rules, you're allowed to do that. But if an amendment is offered, I am going to ask that the amendment be tabled.